From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night, at times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks. Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing his latest approach to the November 8th election.
That I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
But during Wednesday night's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, prompting President Barack Obama to tell voters in Florida Thursday that Trump's casting doubts on the legitimacy of the election is not helpful.
That is not a joking matter. No. I want everybody to pay attention here. That is dangerous, because when you try to sow the seeds of doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of our elections, that undermines our democracy. Then you're doing the work of our adversaries for them.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. Both candidates are heading into the final stretch of the campaign. South Sudan President Salva Kiir is threatening to personally lead military operations against armed groups in central South Sudan if gunmen continue to attack civilians along a key road. President Kiir made the remarks while speaking to members of his party during an event in the capital, Juba. He said he is running out of patience with groups trying to topple his government. This is VOA News. Iraq's Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, says the operation